On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Hold everything. It's 12 days of our favorite shows and 12 days until your excuses for 2018 run out. Say hello to January 2nd, 2019, and time to make some magic, people. We've got a lot of great shows, guests, and special weekly segments coming your way. So for now, enjoy the year in review and get ready for amazing things in 2019. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Oh, welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And I like to start the show with a little Joel Osteen joke because they're funny and short and very, very clean. I heard about this mother. One Sunday morning, she went into her son's bedroom and she said, "Son, wake up. It's time to go to church." And he kind of groaned and rolled over and said, "No, Mom, I'm not going to church today." She said, "Well, what do you mean you're not going? Why not?" He said, "Mom, I'll give you two good reasons. Number one, I don't like those people. And number two, they don't like me." She said, "Son, that's no excuse. I'll give you two better reasons why you should go. Number one, you're 59 years old. And number two, you're the pastor." You're supposed to laugh, ladies. You're supposed to laugh.
I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, they're quick and they're clean. Well, today's show is going to have a very interesting twist because I've got two guests. They're in two remote locations, but they're also two trendsetters. They host the show You're the Shift. It's a really engaging and enlightening talk show, and it's all on an online platform. It's Lori Bischoff and Candace Parisi, and I'm telling you, these two ladies, they got it going on, and they're fun to watch, and they are very, very entertaining also, and you do learn some interesting things on how to really just kind of get your life on track. And really, they're kind of the antidote to being stuck. So how are you ladies today?
Awesome. We're awesome. Yeah, we're awesome.
Yeah.
How are you, Michelle?
We're on our after show high.
Well, that's right. You guys went live prior to this. And before we even talk about the show, why don't you give me a little rundown on what your episode was today, and then we can share with your whole platform and your whole concept and some of the great things that you're delivering to your audience.
Today we talked about, and this whole week we're talking about the ego. Each week we tackle a topic that people are really connected to in their own lives, and we interact, we talk, it's a community, it's an open forum to become more of who we are, and this week is all about the ego. And so today we talked about basically what is the ego, and we got some really great insights and expressed some really great stuff. This was one of my favorite shows, actually.
Mine too. It's kind of complicated, the ego. So we're going to have a lot of exploring to do all week long on that subject. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, today was sort of the kickoff of it. So we really wanted to just get an idea of how everybody was or is defining the ego and what that means to them. So it was just a really good start to the week.
Did anyone bring up the Eckhart Tolle book back when, I know, Lori, you'll remember this. Remember Oprah did her live platform where it was like one of the first webcasts and he was on. It was a, you know, multiple part series and all that. And did anyone bring up him and that book?
Actually, no. Interestingly enough, no one did bring him up. You're talking about the power of now, which is awesome. And it's funny you mention that because I was thinking about that this morning with the whole Oprah doing the live thing with people from all over. So I think it's definitely going to come up, though, throughout the week.
That was a wonderful book.
I've read it, and there were between the highlighter and the sticky tabs. It took a long time because once you're reading the book, you're going, I don't really know what he just said. So you read a whole paragraph and you're like, wait, I have to read that again because it's almost like reading some sort of a law book, but yet mixed with all these different, you need a thesaurus plus you have that book and you're just trying to figure it out. And of course your brain is conditioned not to think the way he is. Otherwise you'd be writing the book. So you're like, wait a second. What is going on? So I'm glad that you guys are bringing that topic up. Was there any interesting analogies or acronyms that people gave for the ego besides the one that always comes to mind for me, which is edging God out?
That's the one we had touched on. That's the one that people brought up is edging God out. I've never heard that one before. That was my introduction to that acronym. Yeah.
Okay, I've heard that quite a bit, and I'm not positive, but I feel like that saying or phrase was either a quote or it was at least a phrase made popular by Wayne Dyer, I believe. I could be wrong. But
you are correct.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Wayne Dyer fans, that's why it comes up a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of great Wayne Dyer fans out there, so that's where that phrase came from.
And it's a lot older than you think, because I remember I was listening to one of his books on tape, and it was one that I didn't realize it was as old as what it was, because I had it. And I went, oh, this is a lot older, because I looked at the date, and he had referenced it from a series he had done before. So, but I, it became more mainstream because of that Oprah series she did. And that's when I first heard it on like television. But then when I went back and was listening to the Wayne Dyer, I went, oh, he got it before she got it. Cause I was giving her credit. And I'm like, nah, it's Wayne's. It's not Oprah's.
And there's a really good chance Wayne got it from somebody else.
Yeah. And they all steal the same stuff. And you know the gig, Lori, they're all on each other's covers of their books and they all promote each other. And we just listen and try to learn and, buy their stuff. And, it's all part of the circle of life. All good.
It's all good.
As long as we somehow are changing and adjusting, I guess it's all good from there. Where did the show come from? And how did you guys come together? So Lori, I'll let you start. And then Candace, please chime in when you feel that you need to contribute to whatever Lori's saying or correct her in some way.
Sure. Okay. So maybe we should just back up a little bit and just so that your listeners know, I just maybe want to tell them a little bit about me so they know who all of this stuff is coming from. And then Candace maybe can share that too. And then we can, it'll make more sense as to how, why we're doing the show, right? So I have been a personal performance coach for 10 years. And in fact, that's about the time I met you, Michelle, when I was first starting out. So since then I've been, a master life coach, a holistic nutrition coach. I have a book that I published called Common Sense Happiness, 5 Principles for People Who Want to Stop Whining, Bitching, and Suffering. And I've got an office in Arizona, and I've got one in Wyoming, where I'm currently residing for the summer. And so my practice is called New Paradigm Mind-Body Wellness, because I really enjoy working with people on all aspects of their wellness, which usually pretty much encompasses your mind and your body and your spirit, even if you're unsure about that. So that's where I come from. And then, Candace, I'll toss it over to you, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, Lori is a phenomenal personal performance coach and just an incredible human being. I'm very grateful that she's that we're friends and that she's in my life on me. And, you know, I'm a psychic. For the past 25 years, I'm a professional intuitive. I have a beautiful full-time thriving clientele. I do an enormous amount of traveling, and which I love to do. I teach. I'm a spiritual teacher. I teach people how to develop their own intuition in their own life. And I have been consistently doing that for a really long time. I've had the fortune to be able to travel extensively and to spend a lot of time working with a lot of incredible people. And so I'm also a pizza enthusiast, so that's good too. I really like pizza, which is way more important than yoga.
and she hates tomatoes. This is what I know about her.
Yeah.
So how does that work with the pizza? I mean, are you now, do you think the white pizza thing is cool? Because, you know, the tomato sauce is tomatoes, right?
Right.
Yeah. Good call, Michelle.
Yeah.
So I would say that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Yes. I think as long as it's not chunky. As long as it's not chunky, Michelle. Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm gonna have to take pizza to another level because I'm from New Jersey, so we really do know our pizza. Where do you think good pizza is? Please don't say here.
Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
If you want the best pizza, Connecticut.
No,
we can't even talk about. I lived in Philly for years. Connecticut. I'm telling you.
I'm sorry you had to live in Philly because we always made fun of Philly. It's like we lived in North Central New Jersey, so we could either go down to Philly or New York, and we didn't. We went to Philly once because we're like, why are we here when we need to be in Manhattan? So it's okay. And then, you know, we'll have to get together and do like a little pizza off because Connecticut is my dearest. No, New York and New Jersey have much better pizza. I feel like I need to have someone send a pie to us right now because I still have a lot of friends there and they could go to their local place and I can have the pie here in a pretty quickly. So you and I will take care of that off air and we will we'll duke it out. Okay.
So so to recap, I'm a psychic. So there you have it.
Yes, please.
That's what I do.
There you have it. There you have. And I might add, she is one of the most amazing in psychics. And I've seen a few because I really enjoy that. And I've seen some that are great and some that are just okay. And Candace is, I can attest, the absolute real deal. She is phenomenal. And and I feel the same way. We are so delighted and grateful that a mutual friend actually introduced us, which is how we met. And then we just kind of clicked and we had lunch one day and just went, okay, we seem to be like we've done this dance before somehow spiritually, energetically, I don't know, past life, but we just felt like we already knew each other and we knew that we were going to be doing something moving forward. And so it evolved very quickly where we realized our mutual gifts and talents and passions were really, really aligned. And so we ultimately ended up with You're the Shift talk show, and that's been the beginning of what's going to be evolving into something much bigger. But we're just having so much fun with it, and we just feel like we are just a really good team. We just click, and we're very passionate about this.
Yeah.
Well, and your personalities. I mean, Lori, I've known you for a while. Candace, you're a new friend to me, but I can tell the personalities are a good match. And Lori, I mean, I have a very high level of respect for when Lori gives a referral or a reference or speaks highly of somebody. So it's almost like the Kevin Bacon game. If Lori says you're good, you're good. and I right? So, you know, if she says that you're the match that needs to be done to do the message to get the show out there, then I trust her that that's the way it's supposed to be. So,
Well, Lori and I together are I think that we complement each other because we both come from a couple, you know, we come from the same place, but a different place. She, you know, she's fantastic at coming from a mindset and teaching people about different mindsets and working from that place and evolving a person and propelling a person forward and transforming their lives through, you know, mindset and different works around that. I come from a different place of more of an intuitive, a gut sense, you know, and transforming people and helping people grow and shift from that place. And so the two kind of merge together and make a beautiful, perfect show.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. Just great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to find. And that's hard to find whether it's somebody that you're going to be friends with, somebody that you're going to be in a relationship with, or somebody that you're going to do something along the lines of what you guys are doing, empowering people to a whole nother level. Because I don't want to use that word. It's like it's mm-hmm. too common. And the value of it's been decreased or diminished. Mm-hmm. And it's still it's also like you're in a business partnership too. So it's very difficult mm-hmm. to find somebody where you have all those points that you meet off of your, you know, I need to have these top five things. Otherwise it's not even bother having a conversation. So you guys are very, you're very lucky and fortunate, but look how long it took to get to this point. You know what I mean? Like how many years for it to all come together. But then, you know, that you both need it to be evolved in your own worlds too. But when it's supposed to happen, and that's probably one of the topics that you did recently on your show, when it's all supposed to fall into place and everybody's ready, all of a sudden, boom, it kind of happens quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It has happened pretty speedy. We just, we made a decision that we both had something really great to give to the world. And then it's just figuring out how to do it as a team. And we're still in the, you know, baby steps process of it. But every day we blow each other's minds. We are being our authentic self. We are connecting to more and more people. It's just a delight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, we met at the perfect time. So, you know, I think we can all agree that we put a lot of our faith in the divine timing of things. And once that happened, once we were each at the point in our lives where we were ready to meet, you know, the universe brought us together, if you want to say it that way, and then things moved along very quickly. So it just kind of gives me the feeling, to me, that's a sign that the timing was absolutely perfect. And here we are, just like we just woke up one day and we're like on episode 34. And, you know, when we think about 6 months ago, I mean, I didn't even know what the word, if somebody would have said, You're the Shift talk show or Twitch TV, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And now here we are going, okay, what else are we going to put on our Twitch TV channel? Because, you know, we're growing into an entire network here. So it's been a fantastic and kind of fun and furious journey since we met. And I'll tell you what, it's rare, like you were talking about, Michelle, it's rare that you meet somebody, especially somebody that you're going to go into business with, that you feel like all the right boxes can be checked.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that magic combination, it's just amazing the things that fall into place, you know, quickly and easily and in a manner that you can just really enjoy. I mean, this has been such a joyful process for us. And part of it is that, you know, we can be, we are able to be completely honest and truthful and ourselves with each other. We don't have to edit ourselves. We don't have to try and create a perception of ourselves. We don't have to do any of the things that we can so easily fall into those traps when we're around other people, wanting to be accepted and wanting to have approval and all the crazy things that, you know, people are trying to do to feel okay with themselves and to show up the way they think they need to show up. We can just show up with each other as here I am, this is it, and it's all perfect.
Yeah, well, we definitely practice what we preach.
It has to also do with where you are, A, in your life, B, your the age that you and that, well, we're all pretty much in the same age bracket, and the age that we are, and kind of how the world has evolved, just say over the past 5-10 years with us and around us. Because let's just say this was 10 years ago, you probably would have not felt as emboldened to be a little bit more outspoken or being able to deliver the same kind of content. Maybe you would have been a little bit more apprehensive on some sort of message or what people you thought they needed. So it just seems like now is the time to be very, very powerful. I mean, not obtrusive or obnoxious or anything like that, like some of these things that are going on right now. But for the most part, it's a different level where the audience is ready for it. Like, you know what I mean? It's a different audience that's like, you know what? I want you to be open and transparent, and let's take this to the next level. And they're not going to be intimidated, or they're not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. You know, it's a different mindset, but I think it's also refreshing, and it's something that I like it. You know, I like the message, and I think that that's why the audience is so big. Because they want that. They want that from you. They don't want you to be censored or tiptoe or feel that, I'm a woman. Right. I can't say that. No, that's not the case. Let's have this conversation because it's what's going on right now in the community or what's going on in my life.
Candace, I'll let you respond to that.
I mean, we're both so funny and pretty, too. And so there's that.
Very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah, super pretty, super funny, super nice. And so I think that, I think the whole thing is being down to earth and allowing yourself to be messy. And I think that's what makes this show great, is that we don't come at it from an angle of, hey, let's become something, you know, that's out of reach, that you are what you're looking for. Let's refine that. Let's refine where you are. I think that it's sweet and easy, and as if you're sitting in our living room and we're talking. I think that there's something to that. I think the talk down type shows, or the become something unattainable shows, I think is something that people aren't looking for as much anymore. I think that people want to feel like they belong to something that resonates with them from where they are currently, and then everybody lifts up together. And that's what this is. We just want to show up and be awesome, and and have effect on people's lives, because we're being truthful and authentic and showing that being that, you don't have to shift into somebody else. You can just be yourself. And so this show has a lot of that flavor in it.
Yeah. And that's really the whole concept, is what Candace just said. It's everybody, you know, people are looking for something. They're looking for something to bring them, either that they want to acquire or to bring them to a different state, a different place. And the idea is you're it. You're the shift that needs to happen, not something outside of you. And I think you're right, Michelle, about the timing of things. That was one of the things that was so appealing to both Candace and I, is that we're in a time right now where people are actually being drawn toward shows like this, where it is a little less polished. It is a little more raw. It is just more organic. It gives everybody, I think, permission to be okay just being, like Candace said, their messy selves. And I think that's what is so fun about this platform, is Candace and I can just jump on. We can be totally ourselves. We can be polished if we want, or we can be messy if we want. We can say, here's what I know about that, or here's my experience with that, or we can say, I don't even know anything about that.
we're not trying to give people all kinds of answers and instruction. We're just there to share and to help everyone, us at the same time, to shift and do whatever we need to do to just be okay with ourselves the way we are right now and then evolve from that.
Well, yeah. And it's also, since you guys are on television, right, or do you say TV when it's a live feed on the, what's the language they use?
Yes.
For the, okay, so it is it's TV, but it's on the internet. Okay, so I could just it's like when someone says, oh, I need to DVR that. I say record or tape because that's where my mentality is still living in the 80s. So I'm like, oh, I got to tape it. Well, no, there's no taping, Michelle. I like living in the past. There's nothing wrong with that. It was good times. But anyway, on your TV show, it parallels exactly what we're talking about here. Because people see you, you don't feel that you have to go get ready for an hour and do the hair and makeup and all that. If there's a day where you just want to throw on a ball cap or a casual whatever, you don't feel like you have to make that appearance top notch all the time, which maybe years ago you had to, because you wanted to make sure that everything was perfect. You wanted to make sure that you were prepared with the script and all that. And now, like you said, it's raw, it's organic. It's really being... It brings the ability maybe for the audience to relate, to say, you know what, I'm like that too, as opposed to watching television where they're watching, you know, somebody in the morning and they're like, okay, well, I obviously, why she looks like that? Well, because A, there's a great lens on the camera. B, the lighting's amazing. And C, she had hair and makeup for 2 hours. So if you take all that away, in addition to the fake eyelashes and everything else and the maintenance that she's done every single day prior to getting on the camera, you could look like that too. anybody could look like that, right? You know, being in that raw form, it just allows the audience to maybe just go, you know what? It's okay for me to be who I am, whether it's appearance-wise or in my head or in my thought process or in my heart, because everyone else really is like that. They're not like this people on TV.
Yeah, and I have fake eyelashes, Michelle, so.
There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. I'm just, you know, it's quite all right.
There
trust
me. Something wrong with this.
No, trust me, if I can go get Botox today, I would just drive right down there, but it's just, unfortunately, it's not on the to-do list, but I have no problem with any maintenance and enhancing things that there is. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Candace and I were wondering if we could somehow, Amazon has Botox that we could put on our Amazon wish list, because it's going there. We just got to find it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thigh Botox, though. I need thigh Botox.
A thigh? Okay, let me know about that word.
Yeah, thigh Botox. I don't think they're making it yet. I think it's something we're going to come up with.
It's in the works.
right. But Michelle, that's one of the reasons that we were so drawn to the Twitch TV platform, is because we get to do all that you just talked about. We can show up as pulled together or as disheveled as we feel like. And you know what? Nobody cares. What is important is what we're talking about, and that the viewer, the follower, gets to be involved too. So this gets to be an interactive conversation where we all get to have a dialogue together. It's not just us, you know, in 2 hours of hair and makeup and script and all of the polished, pulled together things that are already created before you even get on, and then it's a one-way conversation where we're just going to spew stuff at you. And again, not that that's a bad thing. There's a lot of great value in that too, but it's not our cup of tea. We wanted to just be able to be us, and this platform allows us to be us and share the things that we want to share that work so well for us, that we want to share with other people, because we feel like, wow, maybe this can help somebody else. And we get to share it in our own way, and we get to have a dialogue with them in real time. That's the beauty of doing the Twitch TV platform.
So they can interact with you like in the message forum or one of the chat rooms of some sort. So they it's direct. Like you could say, hey, Lori, Candace, what's going on today? And you're like, oh, hi, so-and-so. And or hi, Michelle, how are you? And I'm like, oh, my God, she's talking to me. Like, that's pretty cool. So that's the format.
Yeah, constantly.
Right?
Yeah, constantly. Yes. That's exactly what we're doing. Yes, is interacting. It's a round table discussion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Like yesterday, Michelle, even when I jumped on for about 35 minutes or so and I cooked something. And so I can just sit there and chat with everybody. They're watching me make something and they're saying, oh, okay, now what's the oven set at? How long do I make that? Why is that a great ingredient? We're just having this great interactive dialogue while I'm making it. And the same thing with Candace when she's on Tuesday night doing her Intuitive Tuesdays. She's literally, you know, everyone that is following and on there with her are doing their thing. You know, I think you're working on oracle cards or something right now, Candace. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but the point is they're all in real time learning and talking, and not only are they dialoguing with us when we're on, whether it's our individual stuff or whether we're on the morning Your Other Shift talk show, but they're dialoguing with each other. So it's a huge community that's formed. It's not just a relationship between them and then Candace and I. The relationship extends beyond Candace and I to them with each other as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's great because then they give your audience a chance to be around other like-minded people that you indirectly introduced to.
Right.
It might be in the works that there is a mini Lori and a mini Candace brewing somewhere in your audience. Then next thing you know, the two of them come together and create something amazing. And you ended up being the introduction platform indirectly that they got a chance to come together. So I think that's the most fascinating thing about all of this technology and all these different mediums and vehicles and ways to deliver information, content, and then obviously the whole sharing where people now have a platform of constantly communicating with one another. And it sounds like between your Facebook and then the Twitch platform and the different groups, you guys have really come up with a great model for all of that exposure and exchange.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. You're like, it is damn good. Say it again. It is brilliant. Okay. You guys did good. So who came up with it?
We're still working on it, though. It's a toddler. It's got wobbly legs still, but it's
okay. It's a work in progress, but at least the initial structure is there and the intention. And then, you know, like a lot of people say, content is king. I said, well, actually, the content, not so much. It's the people that are delivering the content that makes it even more so, because you can get a whole book and you could say, okay, well, look at all this great content. But if you're not delivering it in a certain way, or that when you deliver it, your message isn't necessarily being heard because the way that you're delivering it to the people they're not listening to you because they don't like you, or they don't like the personality, they don't like your voice, they don't like something. So it doesn't matter if the content's amazing. So it's the person that delivers it, and hopefully, because you want to be sincere about it, you know, as opposed to just pretending to be. Because if you guys didn't really care about what your message was and you just got placed into the role, right? Like almost you were hired in this capacity, it wouldn't come across the same way. It wouldn't be the same, because it wouldn't be authentic and it wouldn't be real. So who came up with You're the Shift? Was it a collaboration of the two, or you guys went back and forth trying to come up with a name or just the whole concept? Because I'm sure there's got to be a funny story attached to it.
Well, you know, with the You're the Shift, Lori has a genius mind. That's the reason why I love doing the show with her. It's because she is connected to herself in such a way, and she's come up with a lot of really interesting things. At least I would say 55% of what we're up to is You're the Shift. I think that came about with Lori doing some brainstorming and just letting it throw up out of her mouth, and me going, "What?"
Well,
I'm just
going to be quiet and let Candace continue on.
No,
seriously, it's all been a collaboration. I think Shift may have bubbled up to the surface because it's one of the principles, one of the five principles in my book is called Make Shift Happen. So we kind of just started playing with that whole, making shift happen phrase. And we came up with probably dozens, collaborating dozens of versions of something to do with shift. And we actually, gosh, how many times did we rename our Facebook page? Because we kept going, no, this one's better. No, this one's better.
Oh, yeah.
We think we have it. And then a couple of days would go by, and then we'd be like, now I think this is even better. So it started out, I think, maybe as, a concept that I had been playing with before. But there was a lot of collaboration around what we finally ended up with. And and we just laughed and giggled our way all the way through the process because that's a fun word to play with.
Yeah. Yeah, it rhymes with something. And so we definitely have made sure that this process of making this show and building this show and creating all of it has been from a place of us being happy doing it. Like, if it's a job, we're done. Like, it just needs to be something. We definitely come from a place of not being hypocrites. And so we practice what we preach. And what we preach is to live in, this amazing life, this happy life. And so we came at this show from day one with, all right, let's do this. And let's do this fun. Let's make this fun for us as we go through this process. I came out to Wyoming. We hung out. Mm-hmm. And we just had the greatest time setting this all up together. And every day, we talk a ton. I talk to Lori more than I talk to myself, I think.
now you sound like me, talking to myself all day.
And we just have the best time. We have the best time. And we bring that flavor pours out of us into the show. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's the energy, the true energy behind everything that we're putting forth. And the true energy behind everything we're putting forth is we love it, we strive to live it, and we totally believe that it's got to be fun. Because that kind of, that all sends out that energetic vibration and people pick up on it, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. They just know, wow, that feels good. They just know how we make them feel, and that's the important part right there.
Yeah,
and it's sincere and it's real. Showcases everything about the two of you and what the show's all about. I mean, you could see it, and I've watched a handful of episodes, and I could see the camaraderie between the two of you and how you complement each other. It's like a feel good show, but you're learning something and you're picking up certain things, but it's a good community. You know, it doesn't seem like there's nothing bad going on in it, and there's no bad feelings.
Right.
So,
right.
No, there's not.
I guess what I'm trying to say is what you're telling me about the show and what we've been talking about and what you've wanted to put together, I got that from watching it. So everything that you guys are saying, that's exactly what I absorbed and what I noticed and what I got out of watching. But I watched a couple of different episodes. I even watched Lori try to cook something yesterday. And You said you weren't a cook. You said you were trying to do like they do on TV where they measure everything out.
Right, but I said I wasn't a chef, I think.
Oh, chef. I'm sorry, chef.
But I can cook.
Well, I hope so. You have two kids. You have been married for 34 years, so I would assume that you do know how to cook somewhat.
And
I think
you've
been in your house a few times, so you do cook. Yeah, no, nobody starves in that house. But But yeah, but you feel that from the show. So
you've
accomplished what your message was, and that a lot of times that's hard to do. That's hard to put into it. And the intention was different than what the end goal was. So I guess it goes back to just being authentic and being, this is what you guys wanted to do, and you could feel it. And that's all that matters, right? That's all that matters.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Literally. That's all that
So matters. I know, Candace, you've got something to run off to. Do you need to go do that now, or how are we on your time, my dear? Because I don't want you to be late for whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I've got to run off to have a session with somebody, but I definitely am so excited about sharing this. I'm so excited about sharing this show with more people. I'm excited about the where it's going, and it's expanding so quickly, and we're going to add so much into this channel, into this beautiful network that we are building together, and I can't think of a better person to do it with than Lori Bischoff.
Aww. How nice
is
that?
That's why I love her.
Yeah.
Ditto, Chica.
We're pretty awesome.
It's nice to hear. It's like two friends getting along. Yay, everybody's friends holding hands and being nice to one another. And that's like we talked about earlier, it's hard to find, but it's also hard to find in another woman, to be honest with you. And I'm sure you've both had your adventures through life when you thought you were good with that. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, that's very nice to see the other side of you, my dear. So I'll be going over here. I'll be going this way. So
it happens. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
But no, we are in complete bliss doing our thing and enjoying this wonderful friendship that we have and partnership, and we're just getting started. We are just getting started. Wait until you see how this network builds out. It's going to be a really fun, fantastic, and interesting journey. And I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of fun and receive a lot of value from hanging out with us on our network.
Well, you've got my support.
Often, Michelle.
I would love to. I mean, you've got my support. You've got the Everything Home platform support. You've got Helping the People support in regards to getting the word out. I want you guys to come back on again and share little snippets and updates on what's going on with the show. So why don't you provide the websites or the information on how people can find you when you guys are having the shows, so that way once they leave here, they are going to be newfound fans.
Okay, perfect. So there's twitch.tv/ You're the Shift Talk Show is our handle. So if you want to see any show, that's the handle that you would go to, twitch.tv/ You're the Shift Talk Show. Also on Facebook, we have a Facebook page, You're the Shift Talk Show. We have an amazing group. We're Talking Shift is our group. And and we're all over the place. We're on Instagram, You're the Shift Talk Show is on Twitter, we're everywhere.
There you go.
On
yep.
YouTube.
And, we started a YouTube channel, so we're putting highlights and clips of the show on there so that you can get a little taste of some of the things on the show, probably at this point the easiest way to find updates and the links and all that is simply to go to the You're Talking or You're the Shift Talk Show on Facebook, and that's where links and all of the pertinent information is there.
We have a website too.
Right.
You're the Shift Talk Show. I know. We have all a bunch of crap. We're staffed.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, that's when you're like, oh, my God, I'm on 17 billion things. And I'm like, wait, how do you want to find me? So, then the socks come. I think Lori's got a stalker today. I found, I think there was a little stalker today on Lori, for Lori.
No.
Was there? No.
Yeah, there was that.
That's not real.
That's not real.
That's not real. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That wasn't a stalker. All right. Yeah.
No.
No letters, people. No letters. We don't want any letters. So the show is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings. And that's when the two of you are going live. You got a split screen, and it is just lots. You got an hour of awesomeness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. 8 a.m. Yep. Pacific Standard Time.
Exactly. Yep. And the shows are all stay in the library. So if you can't be there live, you can go in at any time of day or night and just go to the videos, click on it, and then you can watch any past show that you want. They're all titled so you know what the general topic is. Click on any one of them and watch whatever you want.
And I'm going to have on our website where you guys will have your advertising banner, which really just gives the information about your show. I'll list the different places so they can just click and boom, get right into it and then start subscribing and following and doing all that fun stuff. So there's no way that they can't find you. If they want to find you, we've made it so easy that they don't even have to really pick up their finger. They just have to slide it over things. So how nice is that?
Exactly.
You don't even have to, you don't have to lift. You just have to slide. So we've made it effortlessly to find and to learn and to share. So I figured if we could take away any of the obstacles of all these people with the excuses, then we can't help you.
Yeah.
We've made it that easy and you still don't
want
to do it. I can't help you. I can't help you there.
We
can't
help you that.
You lead a horse to water, you shouldn't have to kick him in the ass to make him drink it. I can only do so much, right? We can only do so much. All right, ladies. Yeah. I guess this is it because Ms. Candace has got to go, but we're going to have you back on again whenever you have time, because I want to be able to start promoting and just getting the word out and get more bodies to this show because it's a great platform. And it's fun. It was entertaining. I watched it this morning. I laughed. And I think that sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes all you need is a little laughter during the day.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Exactly. Well, Michelle, we sure appreciate you supporting us and having us on. It has been a lot of fun, and we look forward to doing this more frequently. This has been great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad to get the time today to share some personal things. And next time, maybe we'll go a little bit deeper because people love to really know who the people are. And I think that that's a great opportunity. So thank you both so much for coming on again today. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking so forward to the next time you come on.
Perfect. We are too.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michelle.
Well, that was two exciting trendsetters, Lori Bishop and Candace Parisi, the hosts of You're the Shift Talk Show. Some amazing women doing some amazing things. I'm glad I had the opportunity to share them with you, and we definitely will be in touch with them in the future. Their information and all of our guests' information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I encourage you to check it out and begin to use it as a resource because there's some amazing free content on there. We are definitely your resource for everything home. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick.